that wasn't the same count of Melech HaChashtat, maybe it was from a different count, some other type of account he was counting years. So then there wouldn't be a proof then, maybe Chedesh Nisan still is the year that you count the new year even for a Goyish king. So my answer on this, Amar Rav Papa says, no, Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim, Gzeira Shova. He has Gzeira Shova here. Both Psukim talk about the 20th year. So Mahosom Liachatachasht, just like the second Pesach says clearly, was the 20th, Chedesh Nisan, it was the 20th year of the Melech, is Av Hocha, the first Pesach in Nechemiah, that was talking about in Shvat. First pasuk was in Kislev. The first pasuk talks about it was in Kislev, and the 20th year also means Afocha Liatachasht. And still the pasuk says what the 20th year. So it's a proof that even though it went past Nisan from Kislev, and then later till Nisan, it was still called in the 20th year. So Mari asks now, but Umimai the Ma'is the Kislev Kodim. How do we know the first pasuk that talks about Kislev? That happened first, then you want to bring a proof that later when it talks about Chodesh Nisan, it's still during the same year. You see that Chodesh Nisan is not the beginning of the new year. Dilma, maybe Ma'isa the Nisan Kodim. Maybe the second pasuk, the second kapitlin of what happened in Nisan, that happened first. So maybe that happened first, that's true, that was the beginning of the 20th year. And then Kislev was still during that year. So Mar says, let's talk about it. This we can't think like this. The Tanya will learn like this. Devorim she'omar. So the Gemara says, Lois sakodaitich. This she can't say. The Tanya we learned. Devorim she'omar chanoni. L'nechemya v'kislev. The words that chanoni told to Nechemya and Kislev. Amor Nechemya le'melech b'nisin. That Nechemya told over these words later on in Nisin to the king. So see clearly what happened in Kislev happened first. And then Nechemiah went in Chodesh Nisan to talk to the king. Now what happened here? Devorim she'omar chanoni l'Nechemiah b'Kislev. What were these things? What did Chanoni come to tell Nechemiah in Kislev? Shenema the pasuk says, Divrei Nechemiah ben Chakalya. Vayihi b'Chodesh Kislev shenas eschim. It was Chodesh the 20th year. Vani ho'yisi b'shushin abira. That Nechemiah now was in Shushan Habira, wasn't in Yerushalayim, he was in Shushan Habira, in Pras. Va'yovoi Chanoni Echod Me'achai Hu, V'yanoshim Yehuda, that Chanoni was one of his brothers that came from the people of Yehuda, V'esholein, and Nechemiah asked him, what happened, ala Yehudim ha'pleito, asher nisharu min ha'shevi, V'al Yerushalayim, and what happened to the Jews that were left over after the Churban of the Bayis Rishon in Yerushalayim? What happened to them? Vayomulu, he told me that Hanisharim Asher Nisharu Min Hashavi, that the ones that were left over from the capture is Shom by Medina Biroa Gidola. They're in a terrible situation there. Uvecherpo, they're very embarrassed there. The Choyim of Yerushalayim Mifarotzos. The Choyim of Yerushalayim was like broken down. Ushareo nitzesu voish, and its walls, the ushareo, the shah, the gates were burned down in fire. So, this is what Chanoni told Nechemiah in Kislev. Now, Amor Nechemiah lemelech b'Nisan. Nechemiah now went to the king in Nisan to talk to the king. That's what starts off in Gefitul Bey that it says Vayihi ba'chodesh Nisan. It was the chodesh Nisan. Shinas esrim liyar tar. It was the 20th year of the Melech HaChashtat. HaMelech, that Yayin Lefonav, there was wine in front of him. Vo'es, so'es HaYayin, I picked it up, the wine, V'yetna LaMelech, and I gave it to the king. V'yayisi Ra Lefonav, I wasn't bad in his eyes. But V'yayimeli HaMelech, the Melech said back to me, Madua Ponecha Royim, how come your face looks so bad, like you look sad? V'yato Ein Chocholu, you're not really sick. Ein zekiyim royal life. Something must be bad in your heart, and something's bothering you. Ve'ira harbe moed, and something's bothered, something bad happened to you. Ve'im ala melech. So I said back to the king, Hamelech le'olam yichi, the king, you should always live. Madu ala yera pona, like why shouldn't my face feel? Why shouldn't I feel bad? Asher o'ir beis kivrei savoisai chareva u'sharel uchlu beish. As Yerushalayim, the land of my fathers, was destroyed, and its shereho, the gates were burnt in fire. So I feel very bad. So it says, Vayoyim Eli HaMelech. So the Melech said back to me, Amazir Atom Avakish, what do you want? V'espadel Elohei Ashramoyim, I'll daven like to Hashem. V'oim ala melech, so Nechemya told the king, im ala melech toiv, if you feel good, v'yim yitav avdecholafonechon, if I find good in your eyes, asher tishlocheini el Yehuda, you should send me Nechemya to Yehuda. Eliyah kivra savoisai v'yevneno, and let me go build it up. Vayomali Hamelech, the Melech said back to me, Vahashegel Yoshev Asetzloy, and the Shegel was sitting next to him. The next Gemara will soon see exactly what the Shegel was. Like one man, the Yomatak, it means he had a she dog. He was ra, we'll see later. He had a Shegel next to him, Yoshev Asetzloy. Saad Motzaya Mahalochacho. How long will you go? O Motzai Toshuv, and when will you return? It was good in front of the eyes. He told them exactly how long it's going to go for, when he's going to come back. And he sent me and he gave me a time. So you see clearly what happens here was, first the Maisa of Shvat, first the Maisa in Kislev happened, when Hanani went to tell over what happened about the Churba of Yerushalayim to Nechemya, and then Nechemya first later, Nisan went to the king to be mispalled, the king should let him go back to Yerushalayim to start to build up Yerushalayim again. And still it's called the same 20th year. That's the proof that that Nisan is not the beginning of a new year, but rather Tishrei. So Mori asked now, Mosiv Rabbi Yosef, very serious to Kasha. Apostolic says, Bayoim Esrim V'arba L'Chodesh, it was the 20th, Apostolic in Chagai, it was the 24th day of the month. Ba'ashishi, which means in the 6th month of the year, the 6th month. V'shnashtayim L'dor Yovesh HaMelech. This was the second year of the kingdom of Daryovish. That's one pasuk in Chagai. Uchsev, another pasuk says, Bashvi, in the 7th month, Bishnashtayim, and also in the second year, Biesrim v'yechod l'chodesh, the 21st day of the Chodesh. Now, v'yimis, if you want to tell me now, that Tishrei is the beginning of the new year by a melech of Umas Haolam. Tibashvi means Tishrei. It means the 7th month of the year, and for sure the month starts in Nisan. So the 6th month means that was Elul. The 7th month, Tishrei. So the 6th month is still called the second year. So if so, Bashvi, the 7th month, Tishrei, should have been called the beginning of the 3rd year. V'yemisa Bashvi, Bishnas Gimel Miboylei. I should have said, this is the 3rd year, this is the beginning of the 3rd year, it should have said. Because here we're talking about a goy, so for sure it should have been the beginning of the 3rd year, the 7th month. So there's a kasha, there's mashma, even by a goy shemelech, you do not count the new year by Chodesh Tishrei. So, Omer Rabavur said like this, you should know, Koyresh Melech Kosher Hoya. Koyresh was a good king. He was, even though he was a goy, he was a Melech Kosher Hoya. Lefikach, therefore, Manu Loi Kamalcha Yisrael. Therefore, the Pasuk counts him, his new year starts the same way by a Jewish king, starts in Chodesh Nisan. Here also, his new year starts in Chodesh Nisan, not in Chodesh Tishrei. Alright, turn over. Yeah, so saying now that what the Koyresh was an Adam Kosher, he was a Melech Kosher, a good king, therefore we don't count this new year like a Goyim, but like Goyim by Tishrei, but rather by Nisan. So therefore, even though it says the Elul was the second year, Tishrei is also during the second year. Like his third year, first starts in Chodesh Nisan. Maskevlo, Rabbi Yosef, asked the question here. Chode, one thing is, the Imkeim, Kosher Kura Dodi. Avakasha on Tupsukim then. What the Pasuk says, V'sheyotzo Beisodino Ad Yom Tlosel Yerachader. That the Beis Hamikdash was first finished on the 3rd month, Ad Yom Tlosel on the 3rd day, Yerachader, to the month of Adar. Tehi Shnas Shish, L'malchus the Yovish, Malka. This was the 6th year of the king, the Yovish. The Tanya we learned, V'yosef Zman at that time, L'shona HaBor, the next year, all of Ezra mi Bovel, Ezra went up from Bovel, V'galusa Imoy, all the people were with him. V'chiv, the Pasuk says, V'ayobo Yerushalayim, that Ezra came to Yerushalayim, V'achodesh HaChamishi, in the 5th month, V'achodesh HaChamishi, He shnas hashvius. This was the 7th year la melech of the king. Now V'yemisa, if you want to tell me now that Kurish was a melech kosher, so he starts counting from Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh is after Chodesh Nisan already. So Shnas Hashemines Miboyle. This should have been the 8th year. It's a year after the 6th, but it's also after Chodesh Nisan, which would be the 8th year Miboyle. So why does it say it's only the 7th year? It should have been the 8th year. V'yoyed, another question is Midomi. Are the two psukim alike one to the other? Hosam Kurish. You're telling me now, Kurish, he was a melech kosher. He was a good king. He was the king that helped Ezra come to build up the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Hocho, do Yovish. And here the psukim before talking about the melech to Yovish. Like, who said he was a melech kosher? How come him you're counting from Chodesh Nisan? You only gave an answer for melech Kurish. What about melech to Yovish? So Gemara says, Tona, we learned the price like this. Who Kurish, who do Yovish, who Atachashtet. All these three are really one person. Kurish Shemelech Kosher Hoya. The reason why his nickname was called Kurish, because he was a good king. Atachasht was Al Shem Machusa. That's the place in Pras where he was the king over. Umash Shemoy, what was his real name? Dar Yovesh Shemoy. That was his real name. So therefore, all the Psukim are good, really Dar Yovesh, Achatasht, and Kurish, they're all a Melech Kosher. Therefore, all of them we start counting from Chodesh Nisan. Of a Mikol Mokim Kasher, but I still have a Kasher though. If you tell me now that you count his new year from Chodesh Nisan, see here why is it called only the 7th year? It should have been called the 8th year if it starts from Chodesh Nisan. The list of Gemarian says, Omer Rav Yitzchak LaKasher. I tell you there's no theory here now. We answer like this. Kan Kodim Shehechmetz. When Melech Kurish was still a Kosher, a good person, then we counted him from Chodesh Nisan. That's when his new year started. Like a Melech Yisrael. Of the Khan, this end psukim here, that's mashim even after Nisan, we don't count the new year yet, that's talking about li'acha shechmetz, after it became like, started to do things bad. Like chametz means it became like vinegar, like sour. When he started to do bad things, then we don't count him from Chodesh Nisan, the new year, like Melech Yisrael, but then we start counting him like a relech melech, a goyish melech, and we start counting from Tishrei. So this mice here, this last mice, that we don't start the new year from Chodesh Nisan, but rather we'll start the Chodesh Tishrei, that's talking about Li'acha Shehechmetz, after we start to do things bad. For the Mara Maskev Lora of Kanis, Rav Kanis asked a question like this, well, me Hechmetz, is it true? Did Kairish do anything bad? Me Hechmetz, well, see what the Pasuk says. Uma, Umo, Chashchon, Uvnei,